Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, in the past hour, an Israeli Defence Forces spokesman has said the military has regained control of all communities near the Gaza barrier, but that isolated clashes are ongoing with active Palestinian gunmen. The BBC reported that more than 20,000 people have made their way to United Nations sites in Gaza. I'm joined by the Executive Director of UNICEF in Ireland, Peter Power, who was in Gaza and the West Bank earlier this year. Peter, thank you for joining us this morning. We just heard in the bulletin there at 11 o'clock, Peter, plans for a total blockade of Gaza. Now, what impact will that have?
It'll be undoubtedly very, very serious for the people living in Gaza. There's already a partial blockade because, as you know, as your listeners will be familiar, the Gaza Strip is one of the most densely populated places in the world. It's about 50 kilometres long, about 10 kilometres wide, right by the Mediterranean Ocean. And it's surrounded by either very high walls or thick fencing, some of which obviously was breached on Saturday. But getting goods, services, people in and out of Gaza is extremely difficult. Just when I was crossing the border just last month trying to get over, you require three separate checkpoints on the Israeli side with the Palestinian Authority, Hamas, and it takes a number of hours just one person to get in to get goods and services. Is very difficult, and now with a blockade it's going to be incredibly difficult for people to survive in those circumstances.
And you also have countries taking action as well. So I see Germany in the last few minutes announcing that it has temporarily suspended Palestinian development aid.
Yes, I've heard that. I mean, the humanitarian situation that your listeners will be aware, Claire, is really precarious inside Gaza, not just now, but for many, many years, because of the physical divide between Gaza and Israel. The fact that it's so incredibly densely populated, 2 million people, over 2 million people. And the conditions which I saw just recently were dire, to be frank. So many people with very little to do, very little economic activity, children, a lot of children out of school, water, sanitation, hygiene, so forth is a big issue, medical supplies, hospitals, medical centres, very, very thin on the ground. So all of this contributes to an extremely difficult humanitarian situation. And there's no doubt in my mind now that given the conflict over the last few days and what is no doubt about to come in the coming weeks is going to escalate a disastrous humanitarian situation.
Mm-hmm. And we see that warning from the Israeli Prime Minister telling people to leave taller buildings in Gaza. You've explained how densely populated the area is. How feasible is that?
Well, the United Nations do have shelters throughout Gaza, but you can't fit 2 million people into them. It's going to be very, very difficult. It is just so densely populated that any military activity is going to inevitably result, and already has done, result in loss of life, damage to infrastructure. I would be particularly concerned about the water infrastructure. I visited a UNICEF-sponsored desalination plant right on the Mediterranean Ocean that provides clean water for hundreds of thousands of people on a daily basis. And the water infrastructure generally throughout Gaza is very, very fragile. So it really is a large community living very much on the edge, and this sort of conflict is going to make a bad situation very worse.
Yeah, so I mean the consequences of this Hamas action, the retaliation which is coming from the Israeli side, it's going to lead to a humanitarian disaster. That's what you're predicting.
Well, there already is a very severe humanitarian situation, as outlined on the ground. Just to expand on that, Claire, school participation rates are very, very low. Access to basic medicines, very, very low, very scarce medicines. Hospitals that really are basic and threadbare. Access to clean water, sanitation, hygiene, very poor. Lack of education, as I mentioned. But also children, which is obviously a major concern for UNICEF. The children who've been caught inside in Gaza for many, many years now, for many people, that's been the only place they've ever lived. Many children, and I met them when I was there, psychologically traumatized and damaged by just the situation they have been living in, and that's only going to be exacerbated. So obviously, you know, on both sides, we have obviously sympathy for anybody who's been caught up on this, and there's victims on both sides, but the pre-existing humanitarian situation is now going to get dramatically worse inside in Gaza.
Peter, thank you very much for joining us, and we're keeping a close eye on developments. This story is moving right throughout the morning, and we'll bring you those developments as they happen. But for now, that's Peter Power, Executive Director of UNICEF in Ireland.